I am Tom Every from Brooklyn, Wisconsin, the junk dealer. And now I am Dr. Evermore, the crazy guy, okay?
Evermore spent years running a salvage and demolition company. He saved industrial machinery parts from the more than 300 factories, breweries, power plants, and rail cars he dismantled and collected others. He became convinced these obsolete pieces of metal had become imbued with the spirit of their original creators and decided to make them into pieces of art that embodied that spirit.
We're working with pre-existing shapes and forms that lose their original identity, become something else, without altering any of them. So that is one of the Ten Commandments, okay? So when we look at something, it's plenty good the way it is, now how can we use it?
Dr. Evermore has created a myth about himself and his art. It begins with his first and most ambitious work, the Forevertron.
I am a slight rebel, and I don't particularly like certain entities, which I don't really care to name, such as the establishment. I thought that I could get back into the heavens. That's where this thing came from. This is designed to perpetuate yourself back into the heavens in a glass ball, in a copper egg, on a magnetic lightning force beam. It is a could be fantasy, and that's what it is, but it is built of the real material.
The real material the Forevertron is made of includes a 6,000-pound transformer from an old powerhouse dam in Prairie du Sac, a huge compressor from a Sheboygan power plant, and what the doctor calls a decontamination chamber. It was actually used by Apollo astronauts. The entire spaceship weighs more than 300 tons. Built in the 1980s with the help of a few friends, it's the centerpiece of the Evermore Sculpture Park, nestled in a grove of cottonwood trees on Highway 12 in Sauk County, across the road from the old Badger Army ammunition plant. In a nearby meadow are a bizarre assortment of huge metal birds with long ostrich-like necks and elaborate crowns of metal feathers. Some of the birds have musical instruments welded into their bodies, guitars, French horns, saxophones, trumpets. The feathers on these birds are flattened pieces of metal that can be played like chimes. They stand watching the Forevertron, ready to strike up the band when it's time for its celestial voyage. But before he takes off in the Forevertron, Dr. Evermore would like to pass on some of his skills to young artists with their own visions. He'd like to see the park become a studio for welders like him who enjoy giving new life to old metal.
All I can leave anybody is something, not any big bank accounts or anything else, and say unto you or anybody else, you can do it. Power on.